事情是关于海龟，所以要分享关于海龟的一些内容。
And today I'm going to share what the海龟 means a returnee, and that's something very passionate for me, and I'm going to share with you.
在圣经里有一些海龟，所以今天我要关于这些分享。
In the Bible, there are some people who return to the homeland and they use it by God. So that's the things that I'm going to share with you this morning.
So 在这里，谁是可以猜一猜是哪一些在圣经里的海龟
？Can you get some of the names that who were returning in the Bible?
请各位的大声说一个名字。
你是不是能够猜出来一些在海龟 the returning？In the Bible, Jackson, would you just yell
Israel?
Israel.
Naomi.
Naomi.
Nehemiah. Yeah, Nehemiah. So this book is the
And this is the booklet of from the returning. And it has listed quite a few.
一位是摩西。
And one of them is Moses.
他是一位不情愿的海龟。
And he was actually reluctant returning.
以前我听一个牧师说。
And one time I heard this pastor say.
摩西花了他人生的第一个四十年，觉得他自己是有头有脸的人。
And the first 40 years of Moses, he thought he was really somebody.
以后他花了人生的第二个四十年才意识到他是一个无权无势的人。
And then the second his 40 years, he realized he was nobody.
然后他在他人生最后一个四十年里认识到神使用那些无权无势的人。
And his third 40 years that he finally realized that God used that nobody by God.
对摩西来说回去很难。
It was very difficult for Moses to return his homeland.
回去以后的生活越来越难。
And because his life was going to be more difficult.
拿俄米离开了他的国家，去了一个很好的比较更好的地方。
Naomi left her homeland for a better place.
但在她的丈夫和儿子死去之后
But after her husband and her son died,
她必须回去她的国家。
She has to return her homeland.
她是一位受了大苦难的海龟。
She has really suffered a lot, and she was a bitter returner.
她和儿媳妇路德一起回去。
She would return home with Ruth.
然而她回去的生活越不容易。
And even though her life was going to be more difficult after she returned.
但是神用供应和祝福。
But yet God provided and blessed her.
路德生了一个儿子，叫贝德。
And Ruth had a son. The name was Obed.
他是耶西的父亲。
He was the father of Jesse.
耶西就是大卫王的父亲。
And Jesse was the father of King David.
圣经里这卷书叫路德记。
But this book is called Ruth, but it's not.
而不是拿厄米记。
It's not Naomi.
海龟为神所用。
And returning usually used by God.
并将别人带回带回海龟国家的人，在那里为神所使用。
And sometimes they're used by God to take someone else back to their returning home to be used by God there.
这个另外一个人没有人说，还没有猜他的名字。
And can you guess another name?
就是英文的名字难，中文名字更难。 他是所罗巴伯。
It's very famous here. Zerubbabel.
他是一个被拣选为第一批被掳之后归回耶路撒冷的人之一。
And he's one of the that returned to Jerusalem, the first group to return to Jerusalem.
而他也帮助带回42,000个被掳的人。
And he helped to lead about 42,000
exiles.
And he became the governor of the Judah.
设立了第一个祭坛。敬拜神，并且开始重建圣殿。
He started build the first altar in the to worship God, and also started to rebuild the temple.
但归回并不容易。
But return was not easy.
那些一直留在犹大的人，终究反对所罗巴伯和那些想重建圣殿的人。
The people who actually stayed in Judah eventually opposed Israel and also that opposed them to rebuild the temple.
圣殿最后是重建了。
And even though the temple was rebuilt,
但是整个过程困难重重。
But the whole process was very very difficult.
以色列被拣选为被掳海归的属灵领袖。
Israel was chosen as the spiritual leader for the returning.
他是一位祭司。
And he's also a priest.
作为灵命方面的领袖。
As the spiritual leader.
以色列遭遇到的许多挑战。
He had many difficult, many challenges.
然后波斯国王派尼希米到犹大去。
The king sent Nehemiah back to Judah.
他想要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
He wanted to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
他们会去做这个。Rebuild the wall, 城墙都一手做工，一手拿兵器。
In the Bible said the labor on the work was one hand and house weapon was the other.
而且个人时常又手拿着自己的兵器。
And kept his weapon on his right hand.
回到本国并顺从神。并不容易做到。
It was not easy to return your homeland and to obey God.
但是你心里不仅做到。
But besides, he actually did it.
而且在城墙间建好了以后，他治理的很好。
And besides, he rebuilt the wall and also he guarded it.
我也可以将关于耶稣或者拦着回头或者保罗的故事。
I can also talk about Jesus, prodigal son, or Paul.
但我想用另一个人来结束这段信息。
But I would like to use someone else to end this message.
直到我开始准备断信息的时候，我还没有想到他是一位海归的。
I never thought about this person as a returnee in the Bible.
有些你愿意猜我还没有想到是谁啊
？If I talk about this person, can you even imagine this person? Or take a guess?
Jesus.
是巴拿巴。
巴拿巴。
他是一个塞浦路斯道。
He was a native of he's a native of island of Cyprus.
所以中文是在说塞浦路斯道的人。
The island of Cyprus.
他名字意思是安慰之者真神。
His name actually means the son of encouragement.
他就是代称是逼迫者的扫罗献位以悔改的保罗去见面门徒。
He was one to bring the one who was persecuting people, the Saul, who later converted to and called Paul to see the disciples.
巴拿巴在许多地方宣教。
And he was ministered in many countries.
包括几次回到提摩地。
And including his own hometown.
根据传统的说法。
And according to the tradition,
他也是在那儿被杀害的。
And he was killed in his hometown as well.
你当你听这些故事，这个海龟的故事，你的时候，你感觉是什么？
How do you feel when you hear the story of the returnees?
好还是不好？
You feel good or you feel bad?
Good.
他们归回自己的国家，侍奉神。
And they returned to their own country and served.
但也同时受了不少苦。
And but yet they suffer a lot.
其他其中一些人他们的计划要回到他们的国家。
And some of them they plan to return to their own the country.
但另一些并不想回去。
But some of them did not want to return.
对大部分来说。
For most of people,
归回不容易。
Returning home is not easy.
而且一些人甚至不受欢迎。
And some of them were not even welcome to go back home.
但是神对他们的归回有安排和旨意。
But God has a purpose and a plan for them.
你相信他们在别国家所待的时间帮助他们装备在本国为神所使用吗？
Do you believe that their time in another country help prepare them for that for God has planned for them?
如果你是一个从大陆来的，
If you came from mainland China,
你打算回中国吗？
Do you plan to go back to China?
可能你不想。
And many probably say, no, I don't plan to.
但是你知道神想要的是什么？
But do you know what God has in store for you? Or what God has planned for you?
坐在这里的有三种。
And there's three types of people sitting here today.
有的知道他们大概会回去。
And some probably will return.
另一些想他们或许会回去。
Some may think they might return.
有一些人他们是能够帮助那些打算回去中国的。
But some might want to help other people to return.
你愿意帮助其他人回去中国吗？
Are you willing to help those people who are willing to go back to China?
你如何知道神并没有用并没有利用你在海外的时间去为你回到本国做准备？
How do you know that God can use your time in overseas to prepare you to return to your home country?
他有没有可能是在卷钱回去？
Maybe he's setting you apart to return.
最重要的是一件事。
The most important thing.
这就是真正的聆听神。
Truly listen to God。
花时间阅读和并默想他的话语。
And spend time to read and meditate His words。
也是祷告，也并向教会的领袖寻求有智慧的建议。
And pray and seek out advice from the spiritual leader church。
在2016年，43万2500个华人回到中国。
In 2016, there's more than 432,000 people returned to China。
截至2016年底，一共有265万人回到中国。
And by the end of 2016, 2.65 million people returned to China。
摩西，拿俄米，所罗巴伯，伊斯拉，米西米和巴拿巴，
And Moses, Israel, Naomi, and Nehemiah, they all returned to their home.
谁知道呢？
How do you know that?
或许你是就是一位重要的海归。
And maybe you'll be one of the most important person that will become a returnee back to your hometown.